Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to this channel. My name's Marisa. Thank you so much for being here. Today's message is all about the yellow ray and working with the angels and working with and through our pain body, the ego, because the pain body has been super present right now in our reality. After these huge amounts of light that have been raining down on us from the eclipse, from the full moon, from the lunar eclipse, all of these gateways that opened up to help us remove, purge, and shed, like lift off these imprints that have been settled in our fields. So within your auric field, your emotional and mental body, we have sometimes imprints, trauma, wounding from past lives, and it comes into the present through our awareness, through our consciousness. Where our attention goes, energy grows. And so a lot of us sometimes get trapped within this ego expression and this consciousness of the pain body, which is where we feel hurt, we feel pain, we feel suffering, we're in despair, we're in blame, we're in all of these sensations that hurt us or that are hurtful to us. We notice the sensations in the body. So our energy, right? Our attention gets trapped there. And it's almost like it can stay stuck sometimes. So your awareness, your consciousness can be stuck within this consciousness of the pain body and with the ego. So sometimes those cycles, those patterns and familiar reactions and responses of your nervous system, right? If you've been in fight, flight, or freeze, right? Shutdown happen constantly. So you're like, why can't I get past this? Why can't I move through this feeling that I'm noticing, or these sensations, or this pain within my body? It's taking and draining my energy, right? You'll often hear yourself or others say that this ache in my knee is draining me of all of my life force. It's because you're giving all of your attention and your energy to it. Okay, your energy is now suctioned and constricted and staying in that tense and tight, suppressed space of your consciousness. But if we raise our conscious awareness, right, if we can start to raise and lift ourselves out of that pain body, that ego's expression of pain, of suffering that you need to, stay in that space, right? Where you're trapped, where you're stuck, where you're kind of frozen in time and space, right? Losing your connection with nature, pure consciousness and awareness that is you at your soul's essence, that is you at your most authentic expression, right? And your higher self is always there to help guide you, right? That's why you notice the love come in, or that connection of lightness, right? That tells you that you're going to be okay, that this is not the end, that you know how to move through this, and you get yourself out just a little bit, just enough, because you're always tapped into your higher self, your intuition, but we don't fully trust and believe it. So then we come back down into that ego's expression of consciousness, which is the pain body, in that 3D reality, keeping us held tightly bound, right? Because 3D reality is all about matter. It's all about creating that physical, now physical, very much physical instead of subtle energy or energetic creation of whatever is expressing. Now it's got into the physical body, or it's coming in, manifesting into your physical reality, right? As within, so without. Anyway, so the pain body, this accumulation of emotional pain, trauma, wounding, right? Keeping us disconnected in those states of disconnection, or not being able to relate with our reality, our external environment of natural remedies, right? Of vibrational medicine. This is what I work with all the time. I've brought in the daffodils. I actually have like multiple color daffodils that I'm working with lately. And the sisterhood of the daffodils have been coming through for this divine connection of the feminine to rise up and raise our consciousness through love, through connection, through attention and intention with recreating those new relationships, those new beginnings, right? The color of yellow associated with new beginnings, rebirth, recentering, grounding us in a playful essence of creating, okay? The yellow ray associated with Archangel Jophiel, Jophiel, however you say it, right? But that ray of beauty, bringing us back into the states of beauty and living life of beauty, being heart-centered, living from the heart, staying connected to that light within us so that we can expand through whatever we're going through the darkness, through the heaviness, through the tight, tense constriction of the pain body. And we do this through practice, through raising our consciousness. Now, if you are someone here that has already been raising your conscious awareness, and you still find yourself like noticing you're coming back down into the ego's expression of the pain body, that consciousness,
You know,
allow yourself to have compassion in that moment because you're aware of it, right? You're conscious of it. So now it's just the art and the practice of you devoting and dedicating to your resourcing, right? Turning back and plugging into source, plugging into connecting with your soul, listening to your intuition, your higher soul, your higher self, right? And we do this, and we can do this through the body, because we want to ground our energy first. We want to anchor our light, and we want to call back all the parts of us that may be emotionally and mentally, etherically spread throughout timelines, throughout the quantum. Okay, this is soul retrieval. This is calling back your energy. This is illuminating and bringing that light back within you, all of those parts that are you, for the highest good and highest intention, right? If there's a part of you that is, trapped within your auric field, because I feel like a lot of us hold a lot of these imprints from past lives that or passed down from ancestral lineages that we are now here to awaken with, because we are all raising our conscious awareness. We all are tapped in and have technology that allows us to do this, to gain the wisdom, to gain the knowledge, to gain the mastery, to learn through what everybody is here to help everybody through, which is through teaching, through learning, through evolution. I just wrote this on my Instagram over at the underscore body underscore soul underscore intuitive. If you want to follow me over there, I do post every day. And a lot of what I bring through is very channeled messages for the body, for the soul, for the spirit to reconnect and find that relationship, because that is the root of the work that I do here. And I do offer one-on-one online and in-person sessions if you're in the Hershey, PA area or you are in the surrounding areas. I had one person that traveled from Virginia once for a BQH session, which is a Beyond Quantum Healing hypnosis session, which I also infuse all of the other modalities that I'm trained in. But she came through, and she was actually, since childhood, felt very disconnected. We actually found out that she was a walk-in. And this was new for me at the time. And this was a while ago, but she was a walk-in soul. So actually this walk-in came through when she was a child. So that is why she could not remember her childhood or anything before, I think it was like age 6. And it does have a lot to do with a lot of trauma that was happening, that was carried on. And that's why this walk-in was being asked by her soul to come in, because there was too much pain. Her soul was not ready to keep going in the life. So this walk-in came through, and we found this relationship and reconnection with that walk-in so that she could feel very grounded and feel very safe within her body to keep going with that walk-in spirit that was now activated as her. It's very, very elaborate work, guys. So much goes on, but I did want to do a transmission with the daffodil today. And I did want to bring through this message that I kept on receiving, is that you've lived life in a constant state of doing, only to be reminded that reconnection is possible through being. And also, That shifting and lifting is happening for all of us, and that we are here to be a bridge for our soul and our light that lives within. If we can reconnect and start to deeply listen and tap into the heart space, tap into our intuition, our higher self's guidance, okay? And we can do this through multiple layers, multiple ways, multiple outlets. There's multiple channels that you can open, these pathways that you can bridge this soul's essence of yourself through and with, so that you can know exactly how to move through these energies that are intensifying, right? Their intelligence, their lights of intelligence. So they're raising our awareness, they're raising our consciousness to not just be this body, this human, right? We are more than that. We are, if we could be open to more than 10% of our conscious awareness, we would lose our minds, guys. And that's why we only are tapped in 10% of the time through our awareness. There's so much that goes on throughout the unseen and etheric spiritual realms of reality that that we are not seeing yet, that we are not aware of. A lot of us have tapped in through our psychic and intuitive gifts, through our mediumship. I've been tapping into my earth medium, tapping into the animal spirit, the animal kingdom, the plant realms, the crystal spirits, the crystal realms, our allies that are here for us, the nature spirits, and really finding this medium to be with my clients so that they can really feel and reconnect with that. And that's what I'm going to do here, is channel and bring you into this healing with the yellow ray, with the daffodil spirits, with their sisterhood, with their divine connection of mother, nurturing, loving essence, and rose quartz for the heart space, so that I feel like a lot of us have kind of just been on this go, go, go mode. And if this is you, this is your time to settle and to reestablish that reconnection with just being. Okay, being present, finding presence, that present state of awareness, that present state of peace, of harmony, that everything is happening for you. That everything that you need, that you want, is already here. There's no need to go anywhere, to be anywhere other than here. And so just settling in now into your seat, or settling in, laying down and allowing yourself to receive this vibration of the yellow ray, illuminating your whole body, your whole energy field right now. Allowing it to mix in with divine white, crystalline light. Allowing it to move through your field, through all of the bodies, through all of your physical body now, creating roots to reconnect and descend down into Gaia, into the earth, shielding and protecting a layer of rose quartz crystals all around you, holding you within this rose quartz portal, within this rose quartz home. May you return home to this loving, compassionate essence that radiates from your heart space. May it create peace within you, releasing any friction, any dissonance from your field, feeling it freeing from the crown chakra, from the right side body, pulling out any pins and needles from any spaces that have been placed within you from lifetimes. Pulling them out from the back now feels like somebody feels kind of like they've been stabbed in the back. Creating that peace now in that space, in those parts, in those places of the body, of the organs, of your blood, within your being, within your energy, clearing and cleansing them with the yellow ray, recreating a new story, recreating balance, recreating a new awakening for those parts of your body now to receive any energy healing, any light from your guardians. And then just sending the daffodils and their loving vibration. I feel their high vibration. It's very high frequency right now. So if you're feeling and you're tapped into your crown chakra, you may be feeling this. You may be feeling this within your heart space, within your solar plexus, allowing that golden light, the yellow ray, the golden honey plasma from the Grand Central Sun now to illuminate your solar plexus, breathing in through your diaphragm, expanding the side body, releasing any cords, connections, or attachments out of your solar plexus, your center of I am presence, of competence, of worthiness, of deserving. Feeling it settle in down now through the base of your spine. Feeling it settle in down and through and to your root chakra now. All the way down in through your feet. Feeling your feet very much expanded. Maroon, red, ruby crystals lie at the bottom of your feet, circulating and reconnecting you with your earth star chakra, pulling you deeper and deeper to Mother Earth's core, reconnecting you with her, wrapping your cords, your light, your roots around her heart center now. Feeling that electrical, chemical, magnetic connection, that relationship that brings you into a higher state of being present. Feeling grounded, feeling rooted, feeling anchored within your light. Purifying your field, your physical body, even more, your team of light, your guardian angels, Archangel Michael, Archangel Zophiel, Archangel Ariel of the animal spirits and nature kingdom, here present, working with the presence of the bees, reminding yourself to just be. All right, you guys, then open your eyes, start to settle, come back in and online, allowing this transmission to settle and to integrate over the next day. Lots of time in nature, lots of water, maybe take a Epsom salt bath. Last night, I felt my left foot open up in the bath. It was crazy. It was like immediately like open. I felt like my root chakra on the left side just completely open. My feet chakras were like growing these new roots. And they were connecting with the crystalline water. So connecting with water is important today. And if you resonated with this, I am booking for April, May, and June sessions online. There will be a few changes being made soon to my availability. So make sure that you're booking your one-on-one line session now or in-person session. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel so that I can make more videos like this. And comment below if you'd like to, have a specific topic or a specific part of the body that you want to reconnect with your soul, and listen to your higher self's guidance and your intuition. That's what I'm here for, you guys. So take lots of care.